Life is becoming increasingly miserable for people in parts of Syria as well. That's according to anti-government activists there. They say some 2,000 people have been killed since the uprisings began in mid-March. The Syrian government maintains it's fighting armed thugs, and it promotes that version of reality in its state-run media. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
During the five-month-long uprising against President Bashar al-Assad's government, the Syrian state TV's daily newscasts have been predictable. The first 10 minutes cover four basic topics. First, talk about terrorists.
The security forces continue to remove the barriers installed by the armed terrorist groups at crossroads.
Then, regional chaos. Next, talk of members of the Syrian security forces killed by the armed gangs. And finally, talk about how bad the Israelis are.
Following Israeli airstrikes launched at dawn today against a number of areas in Gaza Strip.
What's not mentioned? The fact that the United Nations asked the government to stop shelling a Palestinian camp in northern Syria, or the news that Turkey is threatening to cut diplomatic relations. And, of course, not a word from the protesters themselves. The Syrian government's newscasts would be laughable if people didn't actually watch and believe them. Political analyst Hilal Kashan says Syrians have been hindered by years of the regime's Ba'ath Party political indoctrination.
You cannot undo the work of the formative years. By the time you introduce them with discordant views, they shut them out. They found their peace, they made their peace with the regime, and they shut out unwanted information.
Syrian pro-democracy activist Rami Nakhle disagrees. He says no one really believes the Syrian government line or its media outlets. They just say they do.
What I realized really in the Syrian street today, if someone wants really to not to be involved, he will repeat the propaganda that state TV is saying. That doesn't mean at all he is believe what they are saying. They are just saying lies and lies and lies because they contradict themselves at least three times. Just a child cannot believe it.
Nakhle says the internet and satellite TV have helped to show Syrians what's really going on in their country. Still, he admits that even among the young protesters and activists, there's a certain amount of political immaturity and confusion due to how insular Syria has been for the past 40 years. The Syrian government has tried to play on this confusion. President Bashar al-Assad and other officials have even acknowledged that legitimate grievances exist, and the president has promised to make reforms. Lebanese analyst Usama Safa says the state TV broadcasts, like the promises of reform, are a smokescreen.
They're trying to let out steam as much as possible. They're trying to have two policies at the same time. This schizophrenic policy they're following, probably trying to hopefully distract or hopefully get other people at least to buy this, or more importantly, to divide the Syrians.
Safa says the government is buying time, hoping the opposition runs out of steam. The situation in Syria has also presented a problem for some Lebanese media outlets. Hezbollah's Al-Manar satellite channel is perhaps more pro-Syrian government than the Syrians' own state news agency. The channel supported the rebellions in Egypt, Libya, and Bahrain. Now, it's found itself defending the Syrian regime's crackdown on its own people. That's because Syria has been a staunch supporter of resistance groups like Hezbollah and Hamas. Wasif Awada is an opinion writer for the left-leaning Lebanese newspaper Al-Safir. He says, like many leftists, he now finds himself conflicted. The Syrian regime plays an essential role in the region, he says. It supports the Arab causes, it supports the Palestinians, but at the same time, I can't support the violence of the Syrian regime against its own people, he said. Even so, while Awada supports the protesters' demands, he thinks they're pushing too hard. But as more blood has been shed in the past 2 weeks, even the regime's staunchest allies have found it hard to keep quiet. A columnist in a pro-Hamas newspaper in the Gaza Strip wrote last week that the Syrian regime is, quote, extremely hostile to the aspirations and rights of its people, end quote. The Hamas leadership is based in Damascus. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.